Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, everyone, welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so stoked that you guys are here. I have a super awesome guest with me, and y'all know the drill that before we get started, we always jam out to music. And so this is going to take us back a little bit, some little Run DMC action. And so we're just going to go ahead and play it, and we're going to get into the feels and just get into the motion. And actually, I should say press into our emotion, because this song brings out like all the good vibes, right? So I'm going to play this, and then we are going to just jam to rock around. Yeah, I actually have fun choreography to this song too, so I'll have to teach it to you, and then you can teach it to all your mom coaching stuff.
Oh my gosh, my 40th. All they just say is please me,
or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. Yes, let's go. Let's get into it, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, you guys, I have a super awesome special guest today, and it's April Sky. And it's interesting. This is one thing I was thinking about. There's so many things I hate about social media. But then the things that I love about social media is building relationships and connection. And that's how, honestly, I know April. And I'm actually going to get to know her a little bit more on this podcast. But I did kind of like what we're doing now. But for her little mom coaching group, I like came in and talked about like moms and business and entrepreneur and what that means and what that looked like for me. And so then I was like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? I need a podcast guest. I also saw that she was doing some emotional work, like in her stories. And since kind of that's the way my podcast is going now, like we worked all on Thrive. And we worked about all about like physical health and nutrition and all those things, like immune system, oils, all those things. And now we're kind of transitioning more into the vibe section of my podcast, where we talk about like emotional health and mental health and soulful health and stress and all those things. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about. So I'm just going to like be like the interviewer, like asking the questions. And we really don't have a time stamp on this, so we can go as long as short and whatever. So anyway, so this is April Sky. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'll just let you take it away.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to get to visit with you again. I love, love, love your energy. So what's funny, when I appear on podcasts, there are so many layers to my stories, and I feel like I've already lived so many different lives just in this lifetime, that I'm going to center my backstory kind of around what is appropriate for your podcast, if that makes sense. So my name is April Sky. I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years now. I was a teacher prior, tried the stay-at-home mom thing for a few months, realized I needed something for me. So I started a photography business. Was a photographer for many years, won awards, went ham, became a single mom, did all this great stuff. And then actually 3 years ago, got into the coaching space, which is how you know me now. Did business coaching for moms for a few years. And now actually this year, I started to get more into the life coaching space. And that is what I'm doing right now. I host programs. I do one-on-one coaching, events, et cetera, all centered around life coaching for moms. Because I realized that without the life coaching part, the business coaching part didn't really seem to make a whole lot of difference. And so that's where we are right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah. So kind of take us on that journey then, on a little bit of your backstory. I mean, you say, and I always say that too, is like, I always feel like when this happened, it's like my life started over, or this happened. And it's like you live all these dimensions in your life. And I've felt that too. And so maybe take us through some of that, especially moms listening that, you know, I know that they can relate to you so much. So tell us about that story.
Absolutely. I always say that God had so much stuff happen to make me that much more relatable. let's see here. So in terms of relating back to the why of all these different activities that I'm doing to heal both mentally and physically, 7 years ago, like I had mentioned, I started the entrepreneur journey and was growing as a business owner and stay-at-home mom. Well, when my son was about 2.5, I left my marriage for lots of different reasons. mostly it was just a very, very unhealthy situation and was facing a scenario I never thought I would be, which was being a single parent. Never in a million years do people go into a marriage being like, oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna become a single mom. And that had so many trials and tribulations. I would say that was like the peak of my workaholism area. Now, the way I made up, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Enneagram or any of that kind of whatnot, but yes. I am a 3. I'm the achiever. And so because of my situation, because of my need to prove something, it's like my masculine energy went into hard drive and I just went hardcore from the time my son is 8 now. So he would have been around 3 until I would say maybe 2 years ago. I just went hard. I had all this money to make because all the bills were now on me. I had all these things I needed to prove to myself. Like I said, that masculine energy just kind of took over and shoved my feminine energy to the side. Cause at the time I considered it a weakness and I had to go and I had to grind and I had to hustle and I had to do all these things, you know, to keep us afloat and to serve this need that I all of a sudden had. Well, fast forward a few years, as I started to get into the coaching space and I started to unpack layers of myself and I started to question certain things, I started to notice that maybe what I was doing wasn't what was best for my body. And then I started to have a lot of health issues and a lot of digestive issues, a lot of foggy brain. And I couldn't understand what was wrong because according to, someone else's standards, I was healthy. I was training for marathons. I was eating really well. I was hustling my butt off. I was fulfilling myself in my job because I loved my work. But something was still off. And so I started to go to a lot of doctors, got turned away a lot. Everyone just told me it was anxiety. It was in my head, blah, blah, blah. Started counseling, which helped immensely. Finally, in 2020, March, right before the world shut down, I finally found a female doctor that okayed me to have a colonoscopy. And it turned out that I have Crohn's disease. I also have endometriosis and PMDD, none of which I knew I had when I became a single parent. So, if you think about it, everything that I was doing was pretty much the opposite of what my body needed. So last year, whether I wanted it to or not, I had to drastically shift. Now,
can I just pause for a minute? I love that you talk about that because I was actually, it's what I kind of teach with my moms that I coach, like in health and grief. It's like, you know, on the outside, it like can look healthy, but on the inside, like things.
Dying.
And then it takes like that thing, right, to unlock like what's happening on the inside. But a lot of times we're just going through our health, like being like, oh, I should do this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. But we're not actually being intentional about it. But when we start to be like intentional, like intentionally moving our body, like intentional about nutrition or intentional about like, you know, toxins that we use or whatever, it becomes like very different and it switches something different in our heart and in our brain. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you pointed that out, is that you were going through the motions, but then it was like you had to really become intentional about it, right?
Absolutely. Well, what's funny when you mention that, another reason that I thought I was fine is I was already doing, you know, the toxic free lifestyle. Cause when my son was born, I like went headfirst into all of that. I was already eating organic. I was actually vegan for quite a while. And because of what social media or, you know, the other professionals were telling me was healthy, I assumed that, you know, it was just in my head and just keep grinding, just keep working. And once I got that diagnosis, I realized that things needed to change. Now, fast forward a few months and I'm taking all this really, really harsh medicine and I'm feeling worse and I'm feeling worse and my body is just shutting down to the point where my doctor, although I'm thankful that she got me my appointment to actually get a colonoscopy because I'd been told no so many times, basically just told me, take your medicine, eat whatever you want, you know, and this is how your life's going to be forever. I refused to accept that. I didn't want to be this zombie of a person that felt like crap all the time. And so I started to investigate into other options for helping me to heal emotionally and helping me to heal physically. Obviously at this point I had a lot of physical stuff that needed healed, but I also had a lot of emotional stuff. I had childhood trauma, a number of different things. My experience as a single parent was very, very traumatic. I had a lot of stuff happen with so many different scenarios that I didn't realize were going to impact me mentally and physically as hard as it did. So I would say what I started with first, and it's funny because I was just visiting with, I call them my team of people, last week, and they're like, you have come so far in a year. It's been about a year that I've been doing all this consistently. I first started with acupuncture and the chiropractor, and then started leaning into EMDR, which is what you reached out to me about.
And I would love for you to dive more into that because I've done acupuncture and obviously you know that my husband's a chiropractor. So, you know, we're into like all that stuff, you know, and I've done like energy work. But I think it's really important to point out, too, is that everything is connected in the body. Like if you're emotionally sick, then it's going to show up physically. And if you're physically sick, it's going to affect your emotions. And I feel like a lot of times, especially traditionally, we like to think of them separate when primally, is that a word that they were... That's what I'm looking for.
We'll count it.
Yeah. That it's always been like connected, right? And it's like this energy that, you know, there has to be homeostasis and there has to be balance. And there's so many things that throw off that balance, whether it's trauma, whether it's grief, whether it's divorce or abuse, you know, and then it just keeps adding on, you know? And so, continue with your story. And I would love for you to touch on EMDR. That's something that I haven't really tapped into yet, but I've heard and I've researched that it's probably something that would be really good for grief, especially the type of grief that I have with overdose and addiction. So.
Absolutely. Yes. I am happy to go into as much detail as you'd like on any of these. And with all due respect to Western medicine, I feel like there's such a piece missing where, at least in my experience, all the different doctors I worked with, they weren't really connecting emotional with physical. It was all just about physical, just about physical. Oh, you were just born with this. Once I started to really work with a very wide dynamic of different professionals that were hitting my illnesses from different angles, I was able to see how so many of the things were connected. All of it, like your astrology and your Enneagram and your human design, all of it was so connected. And the way that I was taking care of myself, again, thinking that I was being very healthy, was probably one of the worst ways I could have been taking care of my unique makeup. But as far as EMDR goes, so I've been in general counseling for quite a while, which is amazing. I can't speak highly enough about counseling for, you know, all people. My son's in it. I'm in it. My husband's in it. We love it most of the time. Now, EMDR is, you have to find someone that is obviously certified in it. My counselor is, and it's basically a way to rewire, an experience that has shifted your brain. So if you think about back in the olden days, you know how like the big wooden wheels would make those big old ruts? Well, those big old ruts can be basically what happens in your brain when something traumatic happens. So what EMDR does is it comes in and it's starting to make new paths. It's not like these traumatic events that happen, which the reason they're branded into your brain is because they were trauma. Mine were from when I was pretty little, but I remember them so vividly because it was trauma. It's like it gets ingrained into your brain. Mm-hmm. And so what EMDR is doing is not trying to get you to forget about that experience, but to shift the way that you respond to that experience or the way you think about that experience. For example,
can you give us an example of like how does it work? Is it like they say something and you say something back, or is it like affirmations where it's repetitive, or how does that work?
Actually, the funny thing is you really don't do anything. What's crazy. So if you only have one incident, say, usually EMDR, my gal says she can usually help someone in, you know, like 5 to 10 sessions or however many. However, there's my case where I have so many different bouts of trauma from the time I was little into adulthood. I'll be going to EMDR for a while because you treat one incident at a time. Okay. So for example, I'll go into what you do here in a second, but like from one of my experiences, I had some sexual trauma when I was 5. And so I had a lot of shame wrapped in it. And what she was able to do through the EMDR is to take that shame piece away, even though logically I knew it wasn't my fault and I had nothing to be ashamed out of, but it was mm-hmm. a natural response to the traumatic occurrence. She was able to basically recraft or rewire how I think about that experience and how I react to that experience and my triggers that were related to that experience, which is fascinating. And it's funny, you're going to be like, that's all you do. So you sit down. There's this machine that looks insanely old school. It's just like a square. And then there's two cords attached to it that have pieces at the end. You hold one in your right hand and you hold one in your left hand. And what you do is and it sucks. I promise you it sucks, but it's so worth it. You close your eyes and they have you think about that memory over and over and over again in just quiet. So I close my eyes. I'm picturing just one memory at a time. We only focus on one per session. And I sit there and these little pieces vibrate back and forth. They take turns between left and right. Because what it's doing, and I'm probably going to butcher this because I'm not trained in EMDR. I'm just someone who's done it. It's like trying to heal or shift the pathways in your brain. So even though your eyes are closed, your eyes are moving back and forth when these are vibrating. Mm-hmm. And somehow it's
well, there's feeling too, right? Yeah. So it's sending... Yes. Feeling up to your nervous system, right? And so you're probably feeling, and it's probably changing your left and right brain. Wow, that's so cool.
Isn't it fascinating? Well, and then she'll, you don't do that the entire time. What she does, and I'm sure, you know, everyone does it a little differently. I'll do that for a good 5 minutes and then we'll pause. And she wants to see what came up and she'll write down notes and then we'll resume. And then we'll pause and we'll see what came up and then we'll resume. And I mean, no one's perfect. My brain, I mean, I have ADD. Sometimes it'll drift off into 30 other places, but we always bring it back home.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how when you're in a safe space and you're basically, your only job is to think about that memory. It's crazy how other things that you had never thought about before come up. And it's in those unique details that you were able to start to work through that trauma, if that makes sense.
No, I love that. Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. I just came back from a retreat not too long ago, and we actually did this exercise that was really interesting, is that we had to hold up a mirror and we had to like tell ourselves like the limiting belief, like to our face. Like we had to tell ourselves it instead of, you know, when you just think about it, you're just like, oh,
write that down.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And so like, she had us hold this mirror and we had to like tell ourselves like, and she's like, say it out loud, like say it loud to yourself. And like, you heard all these things and here I am sobbing. Cause I heard all these things like, I'm not a good mom, but then you just start crying. Cause you're like, that's not true. Like I'm such a good mom. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or I'm not enough or I'm too intimidating. And you're like, no, that's not even true. But it's almost like she said, your brain does a switch because it actually heard you say it and it no longer believes it. Because you said to yourself. So that just came up to me. I know I'm probably EMDR is so powerful. I've actually heard several people like in the grieving process that are like, especially when they had like a traumatic scene or whatever, they said it's helped them like tremendously. And when I was researching it, it seems like it was for soldiers, for PTSD. Yes. When they saw, you know, explosions or people die in front of them. That's kind of how it was created. And you would think that's really traumatic, right? And very mm-hmm. much grieving and so horrific. So, I'm so glad you talked about it because I personally haven't, I mean, I've heard it and, you know, it's kind of like as a mom too, you think of like, how am I going to have time for all this stuff? You know, I think right? about that like all the time, like, holy cow. I always tell my husband,
time to heal.
I know. Right. But it's worth it. Like you have to do the things yes. to heal. And I always say this before is like, that's kind of the sucky part about healing is like, no one can do it for you. Like you actually have mm-hmm. to do it. You have to go through the refiner's fire. Like no one's coming to rescue you. Like no one can do like that actual healing for you. There can be support systems, right? But like no mm-hmm. one can actually like do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what I found and what I actually tell my son, I think I said he was 8 earlier. He's 7. Good gravy. It's like I have 5 kids. What I have found over and over and over again, no matter how hard I try and fight it, if I don't do this work and I don't prioritize healing is like my number one, everything else doesn't matter. It's like, I can't show up as a mom. I can't show up as a business owner. I can't show up as a wife. I can't show up as a friggin' fish owner. Like it's just, it's insane. It's this work is so unbelievably important. And if you truly want to have that dream of, you know, working smarter, not harder, and, you know, having your cake and eating it too, that stuff all is possible, but it starts with being the healthiest that you can be on the inside and on the outside so you can show up for everything else. And I'm thankful that I feel like we're in a day and age where that is becoming more of a known thing, you know, moms taking care of themselves actually, but it goes beyond a workout and eating well.
Yes. Like thank you so about. Much. Like that's yes. what I always say is, and I guess I have to throw stones. Well, I don't know. I don't like to throw stones, but whatever. Just like I have to give like my oomph energy or whatever, because, you know, a lot of times people just be like, you know, oh, just stick to health and nutrition, you know? And I'm just like, no, because there's so much more than that to healing. You know what yes. I mean? And then they think it's weird that I'm like, you know, this really boss like in the gym and like lift weights, but then I'm like over here like meditating and using essential oils. You know, it seems like it's two different personalities, but I'm like, but it all works together. Like I have this masculine energy where I'm like, you know, lifting weights and teaching women how to be strong, but then over here I'm like, oh, I'm breathing, I'm using oils, I'm, you know, all the things, healing the chakras, like
Yes, you know, chakras, all those are a whole different thing.
Yeah, you know all those things. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I think people think it's separate, but it doesn't have to be separate and it doesn't have to be weird. Like, you don't have to make it weird. And I honestly, that's why I always say, like, I'm not, like, your average health and nutrition fitness coach. I'm not this, like, unicorn who's, like, throwing fluffy clouds at you who are like, yay, eat healthy and work out and everything is going to be great. And it's just like, no, because there's just so much more to it. And I know I don't like to overwhelm moms, but know that like there is a pathway and it's like step by step. Like you don't have to do it all overnight. Like I said, I haven't even done EMDR, but I've heard about it. But there's other steps that I have done, you know, moving my body mm-hmm. intentionally, you know, consuming the minerals that I need to because my minerals are depleted in my body because I'm so like going through grief and that drains mm-hmm. your adrenal glands, like just knowing yes. those things. Right. And so, yeah, I love that you brought that up. And, you know, I guess I don't know, I bring in my little savage self too, because a lot of times people are like, why do you talk about all these controversial topics? But I'm like, well, I also can't talk about health if I'm not talking about, not that I'm totally against the allopathic system, but there's been some things that have happened that have made the allopathic system what it is and made us the most unhealthiest developed country in the world.
Yep.
Right. And so yep. I feel like you have to know that why too. And so that's why it's like, oh, I do tiptoe over here a little bit and like talk about that, because we kind of have to know that too. Right. And know, absolutely. I feel like we have to know these things too. I guess the word that keeps coming to me is intentional, but also being intentional empowers you. Mm-hmm. And when you're empowered, you have that inspired motivation to take the action, to do the healing work. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And I feel like that's one of the scariest parts and why a lot of women don't necessarily advocate for themselves is A, they don't even really know what they need at this point. They just know they don't feel good. And B, it is scary based on, you know, if you're just told it's in your head or if it's just this or if it's just that. That's why I love the fact that so many other methods are coming out for healing. Like woo-woo isn't such a witchcraft thing anymore. It's actually becoming more of an adopted, like, I mean, gosh, I do Reiki and the chakra healing and astrology. All of those pieces have come together to help me go from feeling like I'm honestly going to die because my body is shutting down to feeling the best I've ever felt in my entire life. And that's completely medicine free. I've been off my Crohn's medicine for almost a year now because it just made me feel icky and it didn't
Congratulations.
Help.
Congratulations. So, that's awesome.
Thank you. It feels good. I've never been one of those that responds well to medicine. But when you don't know and you're scared, you just do what the doctor tells you. And I took a whole lot of stuff that completely destroyed my gut and I'm still healing from it. It's crazy.
Right. And I think there is a time and a place, right? Like I always tell people, absolutely. Like if you feel like you like truly need this now, but just, I always like when clients come in to me, I'm like, just know this isn't forever thing, right? Like we're going to take you on a path to try to like wean you off of this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just think it's important to know that there, you need more than one or two people on your health team.
Oh my gosh, you need so many. I have, because I mean, I also have ADD, I have anxiety, I have endometriosis, PMDD, all of these things that you do. You need a well-rounded perspective and different professionals in different areas that can help, because just like business coaching, I like to say, you're not going to take one business course and then be good to go the rest of your life. Like, no, you're going to continually develop. It's the same thing with your health. It's the same thing with healing. There's always going to be a different perspective in another area that you could use help in order to keep growing.
Exactly. So with kind of, would you say acupuncture, EMDR, mm-hmm. and you're talking about like all of these things, can you kind of talk about maybe like your routine and what that looks like for a mom? Absolutely. You know, how do you adopt that into your day? You know, because I think that people too, like, I know lots of moms, it's like, oh, I just don't have time. Or like, how do you have time for that? And so, yeah, talk about that. Like, how are you developing these healing practices and prioritizing your physical and emotional health throughout your day?
Absolutely. And before I go into detail with that, know that I was a single mom doing a lot of this stuff for quite a while. I own and run two businesses. One of them I'm starting to phase out. And my little guy is actually doing charter school. So he's home most of the time doing his schooling stuff. So with that.
And you live in Montana, right?
I do. Yep. I live in Montana.
What part?
In Bozeman.
It's so pretty up there. We do our we have family up there and we do like some family reunions. And yeah, side note, we almost like we saw a mountain lion like literally so close to us. It was the scariest thing ever. And he was so big.
The grizzly bears and the mountain lions, man.
Yeah. I'm like, welcome to Montana. We'll never forget this.
There's wildlife everywhere. anyway, yes. So even with all of that being said, it has been a blessing to be my own boss because I make my own schedule. One of the biggest things that I had to learn the hard way as far as how to structure all this is how my body needs to work. And actually the human design, I don't know if you're very familiar with the human design. That was a huge aha moment for me within the past year, because again, I used to work myself to death thinking that that was okay. That's what I could do. Some people can do that and remain perfectly healthy. I'm not one of those. If you're familiar with the human design, I am a projector, meaning we need to work like a few hours a day and call it good. We need a lot of rest. We need a lot of intentional rest. And so with that being said, I have started to realize that if I don't make time for these things, I don't have time for anything else because my body shuts down. And so if you're a mom listening where maybe you don't have quite the like health issues that I do, but you do want to start weaving some of this stuff in.
Well, take us through the human design because I've heard of absolutely. It. Is there like kind of like the Enneagram, like there's 9 different or 10 different things that you can be?
There's like... I know I'm going to butcher this. Actually, my new program I have coming up, I have experts coming on for all these different areas because I have experience taking them. I don't have experience teaching them. But basically your human design is when and where you were born. So it's basically like the energy of the planet based on the time that you were born and the location that you were born. Now, a manifesting generator, I do believe, is like the workhorses of the world. They can just go, 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 and their bodies are just fine. That's how I used to.
Oh, yes. I've had this done, and I can't remember what I know. I know one of mine is generator, but I don't know what the other one is. But yes, I've done it now.
And yeah, it's fascinating.
It's called different things, though. I don't know if she calls it that, but I think it could be.
Yeah.
I
only know it as the human design. I know. I mean, there's so many of these amazing.
Oh, I think she calls hers blueprint or something.
The blueprint. Oh, yeah. Probably. And then there's other portions to it. Like there's numbers and there's arrows. As of right now, I only know that I'm a projector, meaning that I can't do those things. And I have to have all of these other things in order to function. So my typical day, we have slower mornings. I'm one of those where I have to do like some type of meditation. I need to do, you know, some type of reading. And these are on my good days. I'm human. So of course I'm going to have days where I wake up and just freaking balls to the wall, go, 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 even though it's not what's best for my body. We're moms and it's life. Like we can't have perfect days every day. And those that say they do are full of crap.
Yes. So, I know.
When it comes to these experiences though, like you would ask like, okay, if a mom needs these, but how is she going to weave them in? That is where I had to start asking for help. I was a very proud single mom, which a lot of single moms are. We, have probably gone through a lot with the divorce. And sometimes if it's our decision, like it was mine, we feel like, oh, well, we asked for this. So now we just need to be able to do it all on our own, which isn't true, but it's how we feel. So I went through years without really asking for much help. That had to stop when I really wanted to get serious about healing. So, I now have a husband. We just got married, actually. Are we still in October? We got married this month in Greece.
I know. Oh, you did. So I saw. Congratulations. It was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. but now that he is here, he also works at home for himself. We're both blessed in that sense. We both work from home. So obviously he will take Jamin when I go to my services. Now, before he was here and could do that, my son, I would take advantage when he was in school, if he was in daycare, if I had someone come over to watch. It was basically like these services were my new part-time job. If I needed to do my EMDR or my Reiki or my acupuncture, or my chiropractor, some of these are every week, some are every other week, some are once a month. I treat it like it's a freaking like work experience where I make sure I have childcare and I go do it. Or if I don't, and it's something I can bring Jamin with for, I will, because if I don't do these things, my body quits working.
Right.
I learned that the hard way on my honeymoon. So, you almost have to treat it like it is work. And the moms that are stay-at-home mamas out there that really struggle putting their own needs, you know, before anyone else's, look at it as you're going to be able to function so much better for your family if you even just start doing one of these things. Say you start doing acupuncture every other week, because acupuncture is phenomenal for not only just fertility, but for treating depression, treating anxiety, treating pain, energy levels.
Love it. Well, I also think you have to, I talk a lot about finding health rhythms instead of finding health habits or health.
Oh, I like that.
Rituals, because it seems like, oh, this is something, another thing I just have to do. But it's like finding your rhythm and flow. And so I remember people would be like, oh, wake up an hour early, do your power 10.
I hate that crap.
And but here's the deal. Like I have an app on my phone that tracks my sleep. I get the best sleep if I wake up earlier than I need to. Like it's showing me that on my thing that my heart rate variability goes down. And so like you also have to feel like what kind of person I am. And I'm just not that person that can wake up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. But if you are, and if that's like your glory time, you know, my glory time is mostly at night. And so it's just finding it like for you. Or what if it's like, it used to be like when my daughter was like down for a nap and now she's like refusing a nap and I'm like, please take a nap, you know?
Yep.
But it's kind of just like finding that. But I knew like, you know, I'm in this like author mastermind or whatever. And everyone's like, oh, waking up this much early and doing sacred space. Well, I can't do my sacred space at 5 a.m. Like I just.
Well, your brain's just not there.
Yeah. My brain isn't there. And honestly, my circadian rhythm is so intact now because I've healed it. It's like I wake up at exactly like that 6:45 and it's just, it's tapped in. Like that's when, you know, and so I have to find different times. And so don't feel that it's like, I don't know, you have to be like, oh, I'm this 5 a.m.er and I'm up and I'm powering it out and doing like, I don't know. It doesn't have to look like that. It has to look like, what is that rhythm for you? Like, how are you finding that flow? Like, how does it work for you? Like, for instance, too, I have this little drawer right when I wake up. It's like right by my filtered water. And I have all of my healing stuff in that drawer because I know when I open it that it's like right there, right by where I'm drinking my water. And so it's like there and I'll actually do it and I'll use it. But if you have all of these things like scattered everywhere, so it's just finding. And yeah, it's the messiest drawer. It's like, you know, has my crystals, has my like, has all the things like, but it's there. And that's how you find like that rhythm of how you're actually going to put this in your day. And I loved how you just said, you just have to find the time for it, because if you don't find the time for it, I feel like 5 or 10 years down the road, you start to reap those consequences. Yeah.
Yes. It's or like that saying, oh, go ahead.
Just more time. I guess I feel like it will take your time.
It will. It's like that saying where either you make time for your health or you make time for your sickness. And I'm a walking, talking proof of that. I was so unhealthy with things back in 2018. I had to have a surgery. This is when I was like, I would say at my peak of like single mom workaholism. On the outside, it looked great. I was winning awards and I was making, you know, close to 6 figures and doing all this great stuff. Well, I had to go to the hospital right after turning 30 because I had a tumor the size of a grapefruit on my left side. And they're like, you have to go in and have surgery. And I'm like, I have all this stuff coming up. Like, thank goodness a doctor decided he was going to do it laparoscopically instead of cutting me down the middle. Well, it turned out I had endometriosis. So it was just this giant clump that had destroyed my ovary. Two days later, I was shooting a wedding. A day after that, I was shooting another photography event. And a day after that, a different photography event. I was so sick. I started bleeding out of my incision, but I felt like I had no choice. I had to keep going because if you want to be successful, you have to grind and you have to just, you know, do it no matter it, whatever cost. And I feel like that's why this masculine energy that has taken over for women is great. Because yes, women can do, you know, a lot of things that men can do, but our health needs to be treated slightly differently. And so when you start to ignore your feminism completely, your body is going to pay for it either now or later. And so when you,
no one's getting an award for the most overworked,
mom. But we think we are.
Even if we're making, and that's what I want to talk about entrepreneurship just a little, because I love how you touched on that, is like, I don't want to be like this entrepreneur. Yeah, it's cool if I make 6, 7, 8 figures. But if I'm like this overworked female that is so irritable to my kids, like I'm not interested in that. You know what I mean? But I feel like, oh, that's so much in the entrepreneur world. Or I've even been to events because like people hire me for events and I've seen them behind that green screen. Oh, I've seen the overworked entrepreneur. I've seen, has to drink 4 energy drinks just to get through this event. Or, can you run to the store and get me so-and-so because now I'm feeling this. And I was thinking like, I don't want to be this overworked entrepreneur, but you know, at the event, you know, both of them, like he and she, you know, they had a 50K day, so they were happy, right? But I was thinking like, wow, how could this be more balanced? Because if they keep going and going and going like this, I bet you in 3 years, they're not going to be able to keep this up because they're letting their, you know, physical and emotional health. And so I love that you brought that up because the grinding, like, I don't know how to explain it because it's like it has to be balanced. Like, I feel like there's a time for grind and like savage energy and it's like, oh, you're in there. Yeah. But then we have to like, counterpart that energy. And I guess that's why I also teach my framework that I teach for fitness is a holistic framework where it's like we have to have this power and this grit and this energy, but then guess what? Our body needs to feel soft and it needs to have ease. It needs to do active mobility and recovery. And if we don't have both of them or all three of them, our body gets out of alignment and lets us know. And I've seen that with overworked fitness professionals. And that's why I teach the framework the way that I do. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, you guys. Balance in all keys, right? Not even entrepreneurship, but with fitness, with your health, with your emotions. Like, there's finding all this balance and to not get overwhelmed about it. And I guess that's what I want to talk about. Like, how do you not feel the overwhelm? Like, I know we feel it, but like, how do we get past that overwhelm as the moms?
Let's see. How do we get past the overwhelm? And I guess it depends for healing. Oh yeah. Cause it is, it's overwhelming. I feel like what you have to start to accept, or at least tell yourself over and over and over again, is that healing is not linear. It's not like it's just this one-stop shop and, you know, we're good to go. You have to kind of accept that's going to be a journey that you're going to be on the rest of your life, especially if you're someone that wants to be the best version of themselves, you know, every single week or every single day. Like, I like to look at it as I want to keep growing and getting more true to myself every single day that goes on. And healing, you're going to feel like you're making huge leaps. And then other times you're going to feel like you take step backwards, even though you're technically not, but that's how it feels. And so when it comes to the overwhelm, I feel like the best thing that you can do is to get to know what it is that you need. I am someone who needs a lot of shit. I need so many services. I need so many, you know, different supplements. I need a very specific meal plan, but that's what my body takes to function. Someone else's body might not need as much, but they may need completely different things than I do. So I think it starts with just starting and asking yourself, you know, where your deficits are and what your unique needs are and prioritizing it. Say, either financially or time-wise, I have to, you know, lessen up on some of the things that I do and only hone in to the ones that my body really, really needs. I have that mapped out where I'm like, okay, if I can only do, you know, this amount this month or this amount this week, I know the really important pieces and I know the ones I can put aside. It's like that whole glass.
Or how about just
scenario.
Saying no to certain things that aren't serving you anymore and just really writing those down, you know, and saying, and I feel like that's what I had to do too. And a lot of it caused, you know, I walked away from a job. I walked away from a format that I taught for years. I walked away from a lot of different things because I'm like, okay, this is just not serving me more. And so maybe it's writing those things down too, don't you think? And being like,
oh yeah, making a brain dump. It's like what? Make a brain dump of the things that serve you and that don't serve you and then move forward.
Yeah. And then also just making it a priority, because I always, you know, tell people like really write down your day, like every single thing that you do throughout the day. And it's like, oh, you know what? You right here, like when you are watching that Netflix, which I think there's no, if you want to like, I don't know, I feel like people like bash wanting to watch TV. I think it can be like a relaxing thing, like to chill. And we all want to laugh and like be entertained. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so why can't you sit like in a static stretch and just breathe deeply? Like why you're doing this, right? Or like there's so many different ways. I feel like if you really wrote down your day that you could be like, how could I implement this in my day? And it's not adding to it. It's just flowing with it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And what we've really worked on a lot in my programs, especially the moms that have businesses and want to, like the women that I attract, the moms that I attract, they are in a very similar mindset that I am, where they want to be a parent and a partner first and a business owner second. Now, they still want to be a successful business owner because you can be successful and have a great home life. It's just a matter of, like you had said earlier, finding out what is it for you or for your why, getting rid of it, delegating it, hiring it out, whatever you need to do, and then focusing on what is most important. And I mean, based on the person, some people love those really intricate time block schedules. Some people love more loose block scheduling. I mean, it depends on the person, but it's kind of like trial and error to figure out how to make these important things happen in your day and giving yourself a lot of grace when they don't happen, because we're human and we have days where we just don't do crap.
I know, right? Or we have, I don't know if you've seen that, I just tagged my husband in it, but it was that one comedian. And she was like, I'm sorry you married this ADD brain. And I don't know, it's just funny. You'll have to watch it. But she like starts her day. She's like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to work. And then she like opens up the cupboard and then she's like, oh, this cupboard needs to be reorganized. And then she starts reorganizing it. And then she was like, oh, I forgot to do my stretching today. I better go do that really quick. And then she like finally sits down to work. And then, you know, she thinks of like something else. Oh, like Jimmy needed this. And so, you know what I mean? And yeah, you guys, we're all human, and especially moms, like we wear so many hats, do so many things. But I also want to give you a reframe really quickly. I want to just tell you that yesterday I had the craziest mom day ever. And here's the thing. Instead of the end of the day, instead of me like bashing myself, being like, oh my gosh, that was so crazy. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Wow, I did this and this, and like, I'm so stressed. And like, why did I have five kids again? And like, wow, this is a lot. I celebrated myself. I'm like, wow, look at all I accomplished. So instead of like demonizing myself, I was like, wow, I like accomplished that all in one day. Like I did trunk or treat. We went to like, you know, football, the program night, you know what I mean? Like I had so much things like going on, you know what I mean? And so instead of being like, I don't know, kind of coming down on yourself, like, wow, how about just say, wow, look at what I accomplished. And it wasn't perfect. Like we had fits and we had crying in the car and like we were late. And then my son wore like, I don't know, like he picked up his brother's shoes. So he was wearing like oversized shoe at his banquet. And I was just like, whatever, you know.
It's so a part of it though. That's the stuff that I wish was on social media more. This is why, again, it's getting better, but social media can be such a toxic space because again, we see these people that are living these beautiful, elaborate lives, and all of us are human and we all have the, you know, craziness behind the scenes that just doesn't really make it onto that highlight reel.
No, exactly. And I feel like I try to show that, and I feel like you show that as well of like, oh my gosh, what's happening today? And I guess that's what I want to say too, is that you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And it has to be like intentional wherever you're at, right? Like when it comes to emotional healing and physical healing. And so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but I guess if there's like, what's a message that maybe you want to like give to moms or, you know, that are on kind of this healing journey of emotional and physical? Yes. Is there like some type of message or you want to leave them with? Oh, wait, before we leave, I always have to ask, because this is what moms always want to know. I totally forgot to ask you this. Is
absolutely
What is your current take on, sorry, I'm such a squirrel. What is your current take on like the current state of health of the world or just the current state of the world? And how are you, I guess, staying focused or not, I don't like the word focused, but like grounded emotionally and physically with everything that's just happening in the world? And just so you know, podcasting isn't censored, so you can say whatever you want.
Fantastic.
Or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay. So the current state of the world and how I am trying to stay grounded.
Yes.
Is that what? Okay. Perfect. Honestly, Reiki and astrology and chakra work have helped me stay grounded like no one's business, because the Reiki helps to kind of get some of this negative, icky energy out that we absorb when we are on social media and seeing all the harmful crap people are saying to each other when we're out and about and we, you know, see masks or we see this or we see something else, we're absorbing that icky energy. And so Reiki has been really helpful. I try and go at least once a month to kind of get some of that out of me, to feel more at peace and more like I'm in a little bit of control. Astrology has been phenomenal because my astrologist caters it specifically to who I am and what's going on in the world and what I need most. And then the chakra work, as you know, if our chakras are, which I feel like most of the angriest people in the world right now, their chakras are probably completely screwed. They're all over the place. So as much as I can try and keep my chakras balanced, the better. I really struggle between around how I could give back right now, because the world is insane. It's like, it would be so easy just to curl up in a ball, stop doing anything that I love and just focus on survival. Well, when I just focus on survival, I actually start doing a lot worse. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now, hope is the most important thing that we could have for our human race. And whatever way you can give back, whether it's, you know, inspiring others online, if it's, you know, raising the next generation differently, so they're not faced with the same shit show when they're older, whatever it is. Obviously, I am someone who has been on a health kick journey for so long that I've been down a lot of these rabbit holes already. I'm already a little bit distrusting of the FDA, of Western medicine, of all these other things. So of course, my family's not going to get vaccinated. And holy Hannah, was it such an issue, because it's
really,
yes, I live in a very strong community that is more pro than against. And so it was hard to come out, but one of the best things I could have done was to be honest about my why and the fact that we made the decision we're making, because I have had so many people reach out to me privately that thanked me for speaking up and for saying something because they felt like they couldn't and they were scared. And it's just,
I love that.
It's crazy.
Well, and I hate how it just has to be like pro and anti. Like, why can't it just be like, love this choice and love this choice?
Yes. The middle ground. I feel like there's like three different scenarios right now. It feels like there are those that are like, no, you have to. Those that are like, no, you're going to die if you get it. And those of us who are more middle ground, where we're like, we just want a choice. We want some harmony. We want some answers. Do not shove me in either direction. And I've been like that my whole life. Like, I feel like the world right now, if you are a middle grounded human, we need you because it's like the middle grounders that bring harmony and that bring peace and that bring more perspective. And yeah, that's kind of my stance on that right now. Survival mode, almost, at least for me, when I only go into survival mode, it made me feel worse. When I start pouring into the things that I know light me up and make me feel good, that's when I feel like, you know, there's a chance and the world isn't ending and there's hope.
I love that. I love the word hope. I think that mm-hmm. we all can like grab on to hope, right? Especially mm-hmm. like during these times, because there's so much uncertainty. And I think us as humans, I know I hate uncertainty too. Mm-hmm. So I love that you said that, hope. So now that I have that question answered, is there a message that maybe you want to like leave with moms, or just something else that you want to say to kind of end our podcast together, which I'm so happy. Thank you so much for being on with me. And then also let people know like how they can find you. I'll be putting stuff in the show notes. I'll be sending you some stuff and you can put stuff in the show notes. And if there's anything, you know, you want people to opt into or whatever, make sure that you know, this ground is yours. Like, this is about you, not me. And so I'm so grateful just to fill up your energy. And I know I learned so much by podcasting, and I just learned so much from you. So thank you so much for bringing your light to this podcast.
Thank you. I honestly could speak to moms forever. They are my jam. It's why I specialize in mamas. Honestly, whenever I'm asked like the most important thing that a mom could do, or my biggest piece of advice, or what gave me the most transformation out of my healing journey, it is getting to know the layers of you as best as possible. We feel like, you know, we're justified in comparing ourselves to someone else, but it makes no sense. We are all, every single human on this planet is made so uniquely different that why would we want to compare? And I know it's a social norm and it's something that we do, but the more you start to like peel these layers back and unpack all the different components of yourself, whether it's your astrology chart or your human design, or, you know, your dosha and your dharma. I mean, there's a million different things. The more you're like, damn, like I have really cool, unique superpowers that this person I've been comparing myself to for so long, we're completely different. Like I used to, one of my best friends and one of my previous mentors were very similar surface wise, very different internally. And I used to compare myself to her to no end. And it was so just disheartening until I realized we are such completely different people and we have such completely different gifts. And so on that note with moms, it's like the more you can get to know yourself, the better you feel like you are at a partner, the stronger you are with your parenting, your friendships, your sex life, all of it benefits. All of it benefits.
Yes.
And on that note, actually, that is why I've created my newest program. It's called the Bodhi Method, and it launches in January. You can actually get on the wait list by clicking the link in my bio. It's literally an 8-week program that is centered around having a mom get to know herself like she's never known herself before. We have experts coming in, and we go through all those different things I've talked about on this podcast with the astrology and the Reiki and the chakras and the dharmas and the doshas and all of that beautiful stuff that just like piece by piece helps a mom get to know herself like she could have never dreamed of knowing herself. It's really cool.
I love that. And just with you saying that, like, I'm kind of be the devil's advocate for a minute, if you will. So if someone's listening to that and they're just like, I don't know, they've never heard of that and it just sounds kind of weird, or they feel like
woo-woo-wee.
Yeah. What would you say to a mom that kind of feels like that? Because I know that I've even talked to people too, and they're just like, why are you kind of weird? Like, you know what I mean? Or like, and it's like, weird is in now. Like, it's totally in. So I guess I want moms to step into this. And so what would be like maybe something you would say where they'd be like, what? Doshas, yep. Chakras, like, what would Chakra. You kind of say? Yeah.
I would say that skepticism is more so your body trying to protect itself. It's like that fear. It's like when we hear something new and we're a little bit skeptical about it, it's more so our body trying to keep us right where it is. You know, that old school mentality of our
keep
brains are
safe.
Wired.
Yeah.
Yeah. To keep us safe from, you know, getting eaten by a tiger and crap. Well, we don't have to worry about that as much now. And so this stuff isn't for everybody. I feel like it would benefit everyone. But I also don't try and push it on everyone. That's why I'm very candid about the fact that
you have to
like,
be ready.
I'm woo-woo and I'm, yeah, absolutely. So it's like, A, it's not for everybody. And B, a lot of times that skepticism is fear or an insecurity. Because, you know, change is scary. And a lot of times our loved ones, our minds, et cetera, are going to want us to stay away from change because it is scary. But it's in change that some of the greatest things happen. Even if you're one of the happiest people already and you have a great life, I mean, I find so much joy in still peeling back more layers. Like, I am in the best place I have ever been. I'm so happy with my home life, my social life, my work life. But there's still so much more. You can be satisfied and hungry at the same time, if that makes sense.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that would be my answer.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for just taking time and just sharing all your love and light with us.
Thank you, April.
And make sure you guys, I'll put in the show notes to connect with her, like follow her on social media.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's me, April Sky.
Yep.
That.
Oh. And she's amazing. So yeah, just thank you so much. And this will post, I always post my podcasts are every Wednesday. And so I'll let you know, and awesome. We can do like a little collab, and I look forward to connecting with you more in the future and doing collabs and different things. So thank you so much. And I will see you guys on the next podcast. Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You bet. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. Mm-hmm.